Hello and welcome back to Pod News Weekly. I'm joined this week by a wonderful CEO that I met out in LA at Podcast Movement Evolutions. She became my Evolutions buddy for the whole week, actually, when we found out she knew everyone I knew, which is very strange, and we'd never met before. Anu, hello, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you, Sam. How are you? Great to see you.
Very well indeed. Good to see you again. Now, you are the CEO and founder of Sheconomy. What is Sheconomy?
Sheconomy is the world's first and only podcast listening app that's now on Android, iOS, KaiOS, and a new operating system called Geo, which you've probably already heard of with Geo 7 and Pod LP. We've now entered into the low-cost mobile market, and we just announced that we entered into the television's Geo STBs in India and on their $100 laptops, the Geo Books, already present on the Geo Next phones, the Android phones, which we created during COVID.
So what type of content is on Sheconomy? What's in there?
Yes, great question. So it's the world's first and only podcast listening app focused on women's content primarily. And this would be anything from women's health to entrepreneurship, investing, leadership, technology, wellness, healing, different kinds of meta tags, including climate, women climate warriors, as well as topic specific, language specific. So let's say content around Spanish. It's all Latina podcasters. We've got Bengali, Hindi, Telugu, Marathi, Arabic. So we went really specific, not just on the devices, multi-device. We went multilingual as well as multi-platform.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Is this India only or is this available globally?
Sheconomy was actually built first on iOS. Then we built on Android. And then we saw a surge of downloads, about 300,000 downloads in 195 countries. So we're now all over Africa. We're on island nations. We're in the far corners of Latin America, Asia. So at the moment, India is the newest market for us, the newest focus as of this past March. We announced it on March 8th with Geo, but until then we were global.
Awesome. Now, how do people on your platform monetize? What's the form of monetization?
So at the moment, we have listeners and we have creators. And the way it works is you can listen, learn, and earn. Anyone from anywhere can earn Sheik tokens. And these are reward tokens. And the way we built Sheconomy was that we wanted to incentivize people to engage from inception. And everyone had the same access and everyone had the same ability once they were able to listen. And it should be equal at the end of the day. We thought, you know, let's start building this on low-cost devices, get this to work. And then with more listenership, because at the moment, let's be honest, the democratization of podcasting hasn't reached its full potential because we're leaving 30% of the world out of the equation. And so we wanted to start by addressing that digital divide, that audio gap, that educational gap. Let's start there and incentivize people to listen. The more that people listen, you've got consumer brands that are trying to engage this population because guess what? They're consumers too. So at the end of the day, the monetization will be podcasters who want to get a bigger audience, a greater audience, reach more people with their content. They get more downloads, and ultimately they can start charging brands more for their ads, whether it's host read ads or a dynamic ad insertion and or whatnot. But we're flipping the model on its head. We're saying there can be another way to be both inclusive, to get more diversity of content, and spread the wealth with brands to the people. And let's try it and see, you know, where this goes. So at the moment, we're testing out a membership model. We just started. It's an annual membership of $500 for anyone that would like to come in, or a lifetime membership of $1,000. we've had a community from before that's now building, but ultimately this is our community that supports amplifying the voices of women that have been traditionally marginalized, underserved, or underrepresented.
Okay, let me try and understand that, because slight confusion in my head. So if I was female and I joined Shikonomy, I can buy tokens and I can give those tokens to the content creators as rewards for listening to their content. Is that correct?
There's no buying tokens. These are just rewards. And it's rewards like airline points or hotel points, which can be redeemable at a later stage. For the time being, since we've been building in stealth all through COVID, this was a kitchen table project. I would say our primary focus was, let's get the devices built. Let's get the integrations completed. Going mobile is very difficult from the onset. We have a web directory as well. But the most important thing was getting the content. And the second part of the equation was making sure that we have enough languages that's representative that people can participate. So inclusivity was a big thing. So we said, for those people that want to blast their content to the masses and not pay Mark Zuckerberg $1,000, for running ads for a couple weeks or a couple geographies, we said there's another option, there's another alternative. If you'd like to work with us, let's do that and get you out to as many ears in addition to as many eyeballs.
Cool. Now, when did you start this? You said it was back in COVID, but before you did that, you were also working on another project, which is fundamentally a project to do with the state of women. You were producing a report and you're in the fifth anniversary report. Tell me more about that.
Yeah. So the State of Women is a US 501c3. It's a nonprofit. For the rest of the world, you'd understand this as an NGO. And what this nonprofit does is it's focused on amplifying the voices, marginalized, underserved, underrepresented women and girls using all forms digital. And we had been working with events and conferences, and during the pandemic, we created an event series called Amplifying Her Voice. So we joined together podcasters, we joined together people, women that are in AI, women in blockchain, women focusing on leadership, and we had all kinds of content. And we had a Mother's Day event, a Father's Day event, we had a International Women's Day event, we partnered with the government of Bermuda for Women's Entrepreneurship Day. And we had sponsors come in like Deloitte and Butterfield's Bank and Clarion Bank and Bacardi and all different kinds of companies that came in to amplify women's voices on different topics. And what we did is we had about 150 podcasters, mostly female, that formed the State of Women Podcast Network. And we also had a collaboration with the Podcast Academy, which you're probably familiar with, Rob Greenlee and Michelle Cobb. And so once a month, we'd have a State of Women networking reception, which was open to women, their members, as well as our members. And they would come together and have a virtual networking event. So really, that organization works hand in hand with Shikonomy, because once we build the apps, we have these low-cost phones that we can then donate to foundations and charities and different women's groups and organizations. So that's why that organization's there. We also applied for a number of grants that we won, the Islamic Development Bank, Algorithm Foundation. We also worked with SDG Impact Accelerator and also Reliance Geo.
So you've got the report, you've got the platform, you've got the she economy that you're focusing around to bring brands in. What's next? Where does this all lead to?
Well, the ultimate goal is using podcasting as a tool to mitigate the digital divide. And we can do this with audio. And many of you have already been doing this. I would say everyone listening or reading this article has already played your part, because you're using a medium that's accessible to, I would say, the majority of people who can't read. And ultimately, if we can just get this out there even broader, to reach more people, then we've accomplished our mission. And so what we'd like to do going forward is partner with organizations like yourself, work with podcasters like yourselves to basically get outstanding content to people that want to listen, learn, and earn. And if we can do that and we can collaborate and move the needle forward to those people who really want to engage with your content, that haven't had access before, then we're winning. And for those people who've already been accessing amazing content, if you'd like to share that with more people and get behind this, maybe offer scholarships to young women and girls who want to share their voice, or share scholarships to people that want to learn the craft of podcasting, whether it's editing or making audiograms or social media or whatnot, then fantastic. We do this together. And we've got the platform now that's ready, that's built for brands to engage, for podcasters to engage, for industry leaders to engage. I think the way forward is together, and that's it. That's one answer. It's the way forward is together, and that's what we're doing.
Cool. Now, where would anyone go to find out more information then?
So please check out Shekonomy. It's on any platform. You just have to spell it right. It's Shekonomi website, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. We're building an active LinkedIn group. So please do check us out, Shek, if you forgot one more time, Onomi. Thank you.
Amazing. Anu, thank you so much. Thank you for telling us all about Shekonomy. Again, if you need to find out more about it, go to the website. And obviously, if they wanted to contact you, are you on LinkedIn, Twitter? You're everywhere, aren't you? What was your handle? What would they connect you with?
I think the best thing right now is to go on LinkedIn and type in the name of the company, follow our page. I'm requesting you, if you want to have any contact with us, follow our page and send a message. You will get to me. The personal LinkedIn is full. The Facebook is full. Instagram, I'm not very active. My team manages it for me. I would say go on LinkedIn and type in Shekonomi, and that's how you would reach me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sam. It was a pleasure.